Hi. Hey there. How you doing? This is Pampa, and I'm here to answer a bunch of questions that I've got. Yeah, it's gonna be fun, I think. I've only read them once. Only trying to order the thingy and yeah, somehow. I just had my lunch, so maybe I can make some strange noises. Sorry in advance. And I've got some music on the background because my neighborhood is super noisy. I'm gonna. Yeah, maybe it's too loud. Yeah, this is better. I'm having my coffee, so cheers, everybody. You can join me. I've got a secret form for the ones who wanna remain anonymous. I'm gonna begin for those, if you don't mind. Okay, I'm gonna try to find it. No. I haven't prepared this at all. In fact, I'm gonna. I cannot find it now. Yeah. I'm a mess. Okay. I'm gonna begin for the last one. Okay, I'm a questions. Anonymous person. Have you had a BBC? I don't know what's a BBC. And somehow, I don't wanna know what it is. I think that is related with cock. And baby, I'm not gonna talk about the cocks I had close to me. I'm so sorry. I think that it's about cocks, not really sure. Yeah, that's the answer. Have you ever cheated on anyone? Kind of. Yes, I did. I was young. Have you ever cooked anyone? Not sure if what it's cooked. It's not the same that cheating anyone. Cook is the opposite. I'm gonna say no because I don't know what it is. Do you own a bad dragon toy? No, I don't. But those are fun. The ones which are like tentacles of an octopus. And those are fun. Yeah, beautiful. Okay. Next one. Another anonymous person. Okay. This person did 3 questions. And I'm gonna like rant a bit about them more than answering. Okay, coffee. I'm sorry. Because I, I need to do that. Okay, let's begin. Do you find muscular men more attractive than non-muscular men? Not really. There's no boxes where you can, you know. No, not really. That's my answer. Do you find tall men more attractive than short men? No. No, I don't. No. I mean, big men are impressive. But tall women are impressive too. So, at the same level. Are you more attracted to alpha males than beta males? There's no such a thing like alpha or beta men. I'm gonna say men instead of males. Because male is an adjective nor a noun, so this is not real. There's men and that's it. We all are different. So I don't know how to answer this question really. And my dear anonymous friend, please try to avoid certain groups, because I know how everything it yeah how it sounds. And no, okay, next one. This person is shy. It's okay, cutie. Good. This one is not exactly a question. It's like a little of a rant, and then the question. So I'm gonna drink coffee again and cough a little. Okay, done. This person says, "I'm a male virgin, and I feel like having sex with a woman is a pointless endeavor at this point. Most women want cocks that are big and thick, and I am not that. I have heard horror stories from men about how women react to their small sizes, and I don't want to go through of those experiences. I'm also worried that sex with my size will never feel as pleasurable as having sex with a dude with a larger size. Even just nowadays that women purchase are bigger sizes, and there are so many kinks based around humiliation or small penis sizes, like, I don't know those names, or like cuckolding, I don't know. Yeah, like weird words, I don't know. So I feel like the world is telling me not to bother, since it will never feel good for her anyway, or even if it thus, a bigger size will always be better. So, should I stay virgin and avoid potentially disappointing a woman or take the risk?" Take the risk. Horror stories, really? I'm a woman and I know a bunch of women, and I'm very open, clearly open talking about sex. I mean, I'm doing it now, and it's not that bad. It's not like this. It's not. It's like comparing like big boobs and small boobs. Like, okay, if you have to choose, what do you choose? But if those boobs are in the person you like, what happens? Are you gonna avoid that? Or are you gonna compare yourself with others? I don't. The only important thing that it's okay, it's difficult to explain. It's just not being selfish. And you are being a little selfish because you are only thinking about yourself, not thinking about the other. Let the other person choose. You know? Yeah? You cannot say it about potentially something. That's impossible. I can understand that you feel reaction of hate in one woman and you feel ashamed, but you haven't. So just go for it. Come on, sex is fun. Okay, next one. This person is shy too and says, "I'm a question. Is telling your date that your penis size is so as to be absolutely sure that she's okay with it and won't be disappointed later. A good or bad idea? Depends how you feel, buddy. If you think that she should know, say it. You think that you don't do it. Yeah, that's the answer. Yeah, I don't know. Nobody talk about penny sizes. At all. Like, it's what it is. It's only a little, small part of yourself. Like, I don't know, 1%? Yeah, so. Okay. This person want to remain anonymous. Okay. And this person has sent me 25 questions. Thank you so much. This is gonna be long. Yeah. Okay, let's go. One, what stereotype about my country or ethnicity do you dislike the most? I think that stereotypes has something realistic on the base, always. But obviously not everybody is like this. I think that is the fact. The only thing that I think that I dislike is like us, Mediterranean or Latins, maybe too, that we are lazy. I mean, I'm lazy as fuck. But, yeah, I have to wake up at 6 a.m. So, yeah, lazy, but, yeah, not that much. Two, what's the dumbest, funniest sexual encounter you have ever had? Oh my, I don't, damp, funny, sex have to be funny, but damp, okay, this is difficult. I don't know. Oh, I've just realized that I don't have music anymore. Okay, I'm sorry. Also, yeah, I knew that something weird was happening. Yeah, let's do that again. I think that somebody is still in my Wi-Fi, or yeah, somebody's listening at the same time. So no music for us. Sorry. Okay, maybe the dumbest could be once that the roomies of my lover and I, like, were not at home, but they came at some point of the morning and we were, yeah, on it. We were, like, having sex and one guy came in and I saw him and say, "Hey, good morning, how you doing?" Instead of, yeah, I did nothing because it was obvious what was happening. I was naked, so I did that. And yeah, my lover said that was silly to say hi. And I mean, what should I say? Like, I'm sorry? No, really, I'm not doing something wrong, anything wrong. I'm just fucking. So, Maybe that one. Okay, let's continue. What physical aspect of the male, if possible, female as well, body, turns you on the most? Okay, I'm attracted to the androgynous side of people. There's no difference between, men and women and everything in between. It's okay for me, with me. So, that somebody is mysterious somehow. And the voice is physical. I think it is. It's an attitude more than something physical. Four. What time during the day are you the horniest? Oh my. There's not a rule for that. It can be in the early morning or during the night or. No, there's no rule. I'm sorry. Five. What's your ideal amount of sex per week? It's the same. There's no. All depends on my mood. I cannot get enough, or I cannot. Being too lazy or too tired or sad. Six. Favorite sex position and why? It's the mood again. Maybe I'm gonna say cuddle fucking. If I can choose that one. Seven. Which functional character do you wanna have sex with the most? A fictional character you wanna have sex with the most, and one fictional character? Not the actor. Fictional character. Batman? Maybe? You don't say that. Eight. Why are. Again about dicks? Come on, guys. What are your dick size preferences? Big, average, small? Depends on the guy. I don't know. All of them are okay. It depends on what you wanna do with them. I'm not gonna give details, but every size has its fun part. Different possibilities. You have to choose. I choose average. Why not? Nine. Worst date and best date you have ever been on. The worst date is the date that never happens. On online date I had, like the guy left when he saw me without saying a thing. So that one. And the best date, I haven't had that one yet, I think. 10. Besides Gunwale Audio, what are your three erotic subreddits to visit? I feel like this person knows me somehow. Who you are? Okay, the role reversal one is not. It's erotic, no. I don't. I try not to watch porn, so I was mostly ideas. Pillow talk audio also, that it's a little bit frisky sometimes. And what else? Gentle femdom, one. Three, I think. 11. What are some of the biggest mistakes men make when when it comes to sex as well as dating, relationships? And what advice do you have for men on avoiding those mistakes? Jesus, this is gonna last like 3 hours. And I have things to do. The biggest mistakes. Being selfish. That's the biggest. Being a liar. Being selfish. Advices. Be yourself. Yeah. Be just yourself and try to be kind. Don't be rude. Don't yell. Try not to argue. Try to talk instead. Don't say everything that comes to your mind. Think twice. Stay clean. Yeah. And yeah, those. It's okay. 12. How you stumble upon un valorio? I don't know what it is. Stumble upon, like how I found it, I think. I'm gonna go for that. Because I decided to stay away from random porn because it made me feel awful. Not only in the moral side of it, it was something internal, I don't know. I just found it and I couldn't sleep that night, listening and listening and listening to different persons, men and women. Yeah, 13. What type of erotic audios will you absolutely not listen or record yourself? Degradation, not consent, and anything illegal. Yeah, violence in general. Incest, minors. No. Those. 14. If you were a stripper, what's that? A stripper? What? What would your stripper name be? And what would you be your grooming character? I don't know. My stripper name? Pumper, I guess. In my grimmick character? I don't know what it is. Anonymous person, I'm so sorry. I don't know about strippers. 15. What is something other women do that you simply don't understand or can't relate to? Like shaving the whole body. I can understand that, so it's not the perfect answer. But yeah, I think that it's more than pretending to take care of themselves physically. Saying that it's for really, really themselves, and it's not, it's for the other. Like lying. Spending money and time in nonsenses instead of having fun. 16. If you could go back in time and talk to your younger self, oh God, what advice will you give her? Like, oh. Give myself. Don't be that lazy. Come on. Yeah, that advice. 17. What was the last movie you saw? Okay, I need to find it. I know what it is, but I don't remember the title. The film is called, okay, it's in here. Better, I got it. Another round that is called, I think it's called Drunk. Okay, I need to open the link because I don't remember how it's called in English. Okay. Thomas Vinterberg, Mads Mikkelsen. Oh, Jesus. Denmark, and it's called Drog. Drog? I don't know if you say like this, but it's like, yeah. Drunk. Drunk. Drunk, maybe. Oh, I'm so silly. And I, now that I cannot find, yeah. Okay, I'm lost. What it is for, yeah, form. Oh, no, 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 no. Yeah. I've lost it? No way. No, see ya. I think, have you ever cried during a movie? A lot. If yes, tell us about that. If not, then what a movie had a massive emotional impact of you? I cry a lot. And not always. Yeah, it's mood. Like sex. Like, it depends of, yeah. But yeah, I cry a lot. Yeah. Massive impact. I love them. That's what I look for in movies. 19. If all the sex toys you own came to life, what's that? Why would you behave and what would they talk about? About me, I guess. They're my toys. Maybe they hate me. Maybe they say that I'm too lazy and they are bored. Maybe, yeah. I think that they don't like me somehow. 20. When was the last time you called someone a cunt? And why? I don't call people cunt. So, no. 21. What was your favorite cartoon growing up? Jesus, what a mix of questions. You, anonymous person. Okay, coffee. My favorite cartoon. I don't remember. I don't know. I'm gonna skip this one. Because the ones I know are Spanish. It was David el Gnomo. This was a gnome. It's called gnome. Like dwarf. Yeah, but I think that those were Spanish. So 22. How much does religion matter to you in a relationship? Would you be okay with dating someone that believes in God? Would you be more comfortable if your partner didn't believe in God? I think that believing in God of not as, yeah, it's different that our religion is not, it's more a feeling that, yeah, I believe. So I'm okay with both, of course. As long as that person respect me and my beliefs, and not only mine, like the other's beliefs, yeah, you understand. 23. When it comes to politics, will you be okay with dating someone of the opposite spectrum? Like, let's say you are left wing and you'll be okay with dating someone who's right wing? No Nazis. Thank you very much. And no. I need the world to evolve. I need the world to change, to be better. No. No conservatives for me. I'm so sorry. I respect that, but not in my bed. 24. Is using coupons on a first day sexy? Like discounts? No. I don't think so. Coupons. Yo, it's this is so weird. Like, you better don't. Maybe the second, but not the first one. You can go for a coffee and not need to use coupons. 25. When you are dating someone new, do you think serious topics questions should be avoided? Save it for later and keep the days casual, or should be talking about as early as possible? Let's say that we are referring to the first 3 or 4 days. Do you know what? I need to pee. I'm gonna stop 30 minutes. This is too much. Yeah, I will come back. Hello, I'm back. I've washed my hands and I made another coffee because I'm ready. If you know me, you know that. So I'm trying to find. Should I cut that part? Yes, I think I should, but I never do that. So. Okay. The 25. I'm gonna read it again for myself. Okay. When you are dating someone new, do you think serious topics or questions should be avoided? Save it for later and keep the desk casual, or should be talking about as early as possible? Let's say we are referring to the first 3 or 4 dates. There's red flags. Like, you cannot say, let's not talk about our family, or no, it's common to ask. I don't know, do you have siblings, or I don't know, big family, small family, where are you from, or is your family from? I don't know, it's random information, but there's red flags. If they come up in the first date or the second, it's bad. And it's mostly about talking badly about people in general. Yeah. Your exes, your family, your friends. Try to be nice. Yeah. Okay. And I think that it's. Maybe this is. Okay, this is a request. I'm gonna go for the ones that are public already. Yeah, let me open. Okay, insomnia, my friend. Hi. Oh. Fuck. This is hot. Okay. One can hear that you are enjoying yourself a lot when recording.
Oh.
Do you have any advice for making rambles or improvisations? Be me. Be myself only. Thinking about the things I know, so I can be in control somehow of the information. Sometimes, usually, I get an idea, a topic on my mind. But when I do like plain Rumble Fabs, I have nothing on my mind. I just do it. So that's the advice. Be yourself, baby. Until in time, my friend, baby. Okay, questions. In my opinion, which fruit is the sexiest, and which is the least sexy? Maybe the sexiest is watermelon. I remember one day in a discotheque, maybe it was 4 a.m. and there was a really good session. We were sweating and dancing, and it was a good night. And from nowhere, plates of watermelon, like coated in slices. I came in somehow, and it was marvelous. And I asked why, like, the barmans were giving us fruit, and I never knew what happened. Maybe it was the DJ doing some kind of performance, but it was super sexy. We were sharing fruits with strangers, and it was fresh and juicy and hot. And the less sexy, maybe it's banana. Yeah, because it's meh. Which song have you been singing in the shower lately? I don't sing in the shower, and I used to take baths, and you know that, so singing in the shower, no, I don't. Why is breakfast the best meal of the day? Okay, coffee. Oh. Okay, this is a tricky question because he knows me so well. And breakfast means breakfast means I've got an audio about it. Maybe you can go and check it. But breakfast means gotta say it. I know. It's not easy. Calm down. Breakfast is eating us for breakfast in the early morning. So, is this the best meal of the day? It is. It is. Congratulations. Thank you. Thank you. The bird that go away. Hi, bird. You are so sweet, by the way. Okay, he had two questions. First one. Did the pandemic contribute to my decision to start making audios? Yeah, because I was at home at that moment. I am in the office again. So it's difficult to record fun time. But yeah, did was... Yes, the answer is yes. Those were not my first recordings, but yeah, the first ones that I posted in public, so yeah. Question two, which audio was my favorite to make and the most proud of? I don't know. I've made ones with really low effort and I get super nice feedback, and I don't know really. Maybe my first script that it's about eating breakfast. So yeah, that one. Okay, Mela Pela. Yeah, this in Spanish is like, I don't give a fuck. So, yeah, hello, baby. How are you? How could your perfect date be? And what song would be playing? My perfect date. At night. Nice weather. I need a little chilly. Not a lot. So you can snuggle, maybe sneakily. Because it's hot and you are sticky, so comfortable. So yeah, and going for a long walk and wine and no dinner, maybe the first time. The first date, but yeah, no dinner. Better, yeah. Wines and walks and talk and Maybe dance at the end. And who knows? But yeah, mostly. And the music, I don't know. Piece for dancing, for listening, maybe some jazz. And it's for dancing, I don't know, something cool. What's that? This is a car? Yeah. It really is. That the music is that loud that my windows are like tingling. Yes, it is. Huh. And Noctenom. Hi, baby. He had a question. Why am I so awesome? Yeah. I'm not awesome. I'm just me, silly and messy. I'm gonna drink coffee again. Thank you. Thank you so much. And I've got one last question made by another friend. Hope that I'm not missing any. Okay, let's see. No. He's called Gabe Sama. I don't know how to say it. Gabe Sama, yeah. He asked about my origin. Which country am I from? Spain. Born and raised in Spain. I know that it's something odd about my accent. That is, that I haven't been in, like, studying English outside of the, yeah, typical college or school classes. So, yeah, it's mostly improvising. The few words that I know, like, and I don't try to sound like British, like, yeah, it's common here, try to sound like British, but I don't. And I'm done. Thank you very much for being listening to me for almost 25 minutes. I think that I've done a good job. I think so. I hope so. And yeah, I hope that you had fun. It was very fun for me. Yeah, it's like a roller coaster of things. Yeah, okay, I'm gonna finish my coffee with you, baby. Oh. Guys, get more questions, I can make the second part, I think. And I'm sending you all kisses and love. Take care of yourself and wash your hands. And stay healthy. Okay. Bye bye. Adios.